Talking sport today, we're going to talk a little Bengalla Group 21 with Steve Reynolds from Footy Fever. How are we doing, Reggie?
Mate, I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad, thanks. I just want to get your temperature check of first grade this season. We're about a third of the way through the competition. Get your opinion on how some of the clubs have been travelling. And we'll start at the bottom of the table today with the Muswellbrook Rams. What are your thoughts?
Mate, I've been really impressed to see them back in first grade. I've got to give them credit there. I think they're travelling really well, considering that, you know, they are at the bottom of the table, but they've not been in first grade for a number of years. I take my hat off to the boys that are going out there and playing. First grade, they've got some great players there at the moment. You've been there with us doing the call. Bailey Ellis, Stevie Dengate, Adam Grew. They're building the core of a great club. The side's great, but the club will be great in years to come if they can continue to build.
All right, and hopefully the crowds will come with it. Now, what about the Devils? What are your thoughts on those guys?
Yeah, I think Bengo's doing a great job out there. They struggled for numbers there at the beginning of the season to fill for the reserve grade to flow on to first grade. But they've got Liam Boney, young Brady Bankovic. Of course, they lost their captain in Adam Gretsch before the season even started with a knee injury. But you talk about the young fellas coming through. Max Shepherdson, I'm really excited to watch him play every chance I get, every time I get the opportunity to see him. But, you know, they've got a lot of talent. They can pull things together. They could really be the upset for the season to come through and take out the big dogs.
I really like their halfback. He's a schemer.
Liam Boney, yes. Yeah. He's very, very handy. If they can keep him on the paddock, he'll be dynamite. But also, the kid that I want to adopt, Fraser Evans and Lindsay Steele up front, they're leading the pack really well.
They very much are. Now, it's a three-way tie at the top. We'll start with the Tigers. What do you thought of Aberdeen, what you've seen of them?
Mate, they can go either way, can't they, really? They're hot or they're cold. Mm. Daniel Hugerworth is a captain coach, really leads by example. He's got to be up there with the highest points for the Player of the Year award.
Oh,
he's
for sure.
Got to be up there.
Yeah, he's definitely leading from the front. And as you say, sometimes they can be at their very, very best and some days not so much. They were at their best the other week when they came from nowhere to take care of the Greyhounds, who are in second place. What have you thought of Singleton so far?
Singleton definitely a threat. They're a competition threat. We saw them on the weekend. They weren't up to scratch against Muswellbrook. But in the past, and what we've seen of the Singleton side, they're right across the board. They're a strong club. So it really worries me to think that a few more signings that are coming into the side and well coached by Gary and Mark Newman, I think that they're going to be ones to watch. But I don't think that they're going to be there to take Scone unless it comes to a grand final rematch, like in 2012 where Scone were the red-hot favourites and Singleton upset them.
Well, we know they can score points from a distance with that fantastic Fijian. How good is he?
He is my favourite in the competition this year, without a doubt. Aparosa Gonabody is by far, and he'd be the competition favourite, not only when he scores the tries, but he hits that ball at about 3,000 miles an hour, and he's got no self-preservation.
Yeah, he's no fear there at all.
Straight into that line, mate, and it doesn't matter whether it's front row or winger, he runs the ball safe. So get out and watch that boy.
I quite agree with you. Now, finally, the Scone Thoroughbreds, of course, the class of the competition, upset in the first round by Singleton, but they've put everybody pretty much to the sword ever since then.
Well, I think that we were at the ground last weekend and I got asked for a score update and I said, is Topless playing? Is Clydesdale playing?
Yeah.
JJ Apthorpe playing? They're three of the key players to their side. Topless, the way he moves around the back of that ruck, puts the defence in two minds. He's going to be one to watch. Topless coming back into the season, they all work shift work. So there's the weekend where they're really good and there's the weekend when we can't even say not so good.
Wow. They're still pretty competitive.
They've just got talent. And, they're led right through the middle of the pack by their forward pack's fantastic. Isaac Austin does not get enough credit as a front rower going forward in that team. If you put him in any other team, he is by far one of the best forwards in his competition. You've got dummy half Adam Clydesdale. We see it. He jumps. How can you stop Adam Clydesdale? Really encourage Bear for people to get out there this season and get behind their hometown. They've really got to get out there. It's great watching it this season. Even from Muswellbrook on the weekend, it started off great, but the crowds have really got to get behind these and, of course, in the right spirit of things.
Without a shadow of a doubt, every single one of the players for each of the teams are playing their heart out for their towns. So get out there and encourage them and watch and enjoy some Bengalla Group 21. Reggie, we'll keep up to date as the season progresses. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, mate. I look to breaking down reserve grade with you.